43.
Stop. 43. Put that shit down.
The end of 2020.
Thank fucking God.
It's been good. It's been crazy. It's been a long 2 weeks. Has it been 2 weeks?
2.5. I think so. I think my last episode like on the 14th or something.
Dang. This has been a lot that's transpired.
Cause you went out of fucking town.
Yeah. Went to Orlando.
Your hood.
Live life, you know. I was in every section, you feel me? Orange County, Kissimmee, Lake Buena Vista, everywhere.
You posted pictures like you went to Paris or something. Yeah, like this nigga down the street.
Man. It was lit.
I thought y'all did.
Well, we went to a resort, so I mean, I don't know if you know about timeshares or whatever, but you know, a lot of people they get scammed with timeshares. Mm-hmm. But you know, we got scammed before years ago already, so we know the game now. So you know how they offer you a little $100, $100, you get to spend the night here, resorts or whatever, then they try to sell you on the timeshare. So, you know, we got one of those, but we skipped the meetings. Basically, we just finessed the vacation. But this is months ago. Like, so this is before COVID. So we had the, we won a vacation, for $100 at Bass Pro Shop. So, like, okay, might as well take advantage of it. Then, boom, COVID hit. And I forgot about it, to be honest with you. And they had choices of places we could go. It's like, why not go back to Orlando? So we went out there, you know. We stayed at the resort, really. Had my own room. You feel me? And we went out to eat various vegan places, various places. Went to medieval times. They had like a whole medieval show.
Jousting.
It was crazy. Like, they didn't even have silverware for the food.
Like, they was,
no, I ain't. Oh. No, I ain't even drink the water. Cause they had
like little mugs. And,
yeah, and I wasn't going for it. I wasn't going for it. And then what did we do? We went to a lot of the malls out there. Cause it's like a ton of them. We went go kart racing. What else did we do? We did so much. I don't really remember, to be honest with you.
I know you had a whole damn photo shoot.
A photo shoot, did about 5-7 videos, dropping them every week.
Oh yeah, you was over the on your Eli talks. We're trying to catch them live. I don't need to catch them. I know it's all time you gonna start fucking laughing. Cause home trying to come on.
I think we need to go live together though, cause like I be trying to laugh, but like, like everybody on my live be trying to be serious.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. That's why I don't want to go in there messing with your mojo. He's popping up. He's king and shit. I don't know.
I feel like, dang y'all.
I'm trying to mess it up.
We don't always gotta be serious, but for the most part, it was fun. I had fun. We plan to go back soon. Cause I've been lately I've been like tapping in with like a lot of people outside of Florida, like Cleveland, New York, Jersey, making connects, business connects and stuff. And in Orlando, like while we was there, me and my mama was basically analyzing the businesses, how the Brazilians are taking over. And like stuff that I could take from them and implement into like what I'm doing, cause like a lot of them, they do the same thing I do. They sell oils, do the digital stuff, all that. So out there stealing information, basically.
What y'all did for Christmas? I don't really celebrate too much. What I did Christmas?
This is a great question, but what did we do? Oh, we went to the Disney.
Wait, they opened down like everything, like I know, I'm on Florida, don't give a fuck, but they like open.
Florida don't care. Bro, what? Bro, we is outside. Everywhere, outside. People, they really don't really care. The only places that really care about the mask is the mall. Mm-hmm. You know,
like inside grocery stores or something like that.
But that's only because it's Orlando Mall. It ain't no Pensacola Mall. It's in like Orlando Mall, every day it's 50, about I say 5,000 people are there every day. It's just clustered with people. Nothing but people, nothing but people, and it's really because it's a tourist area, mm-hmm. So nothing but new people. Everybody trying to sell you something. Like
trying to clean your shoes.
Every on them too. Bro, I was looking. We made eye contact. Like,
you fucked up. Don't do that.
And the thing that tripped me out is they was outside. It wasn't even like no inside booth.
You made eye contact.
I like nah.
Let me clean them up.
I did get some new shoes though. Got some new Crocs, some Pumas. Other shoes, cause you know everything cheap. I don't know what Pensacola got going on, but the stuff need discounts. Like, bro, I was going to the outlets. I'm getting 40% off shoes. The military discount is actually worthy, but like down here, it ain't.
I can be saying cause it's the same state.
Yeah, nah, it's different. Would you believe I got a pair of Pumas for
$20?
That's how much I did all my discounts.
I would not believe that.
All my discounts added up to.
Well, yeah, like two discounts.
Yeah.
Right, military.
And then they had their store discount. Holidays, I guess. And then I got some pair of Crocs. I got for like $40. The fur them out, you know. Shout out to Ugg. But it was lit though. But as far as Christmas, I don't remember, cause we went like now that we older, like I don't really care.
Yeah, I was gonna talk about that too. Now you're older, Christmas is like another date, really. Cause what I did, I was at home just chilling.
Yeah.
Unless you know you really like connected with your whole family, like. This side, that side, y'all all come together, but it ain't like that no more.
And I ain't doing that.
Like everybody house clicking on their own, and nobody coming together no more.
Everything was open on Christmas. Like everything was open. So, like in Orlando, they don't care about no holidays, no nothing. We open every day.
The only thing out here is open was Waffle House.
Dang.
Just Waffle House. The Waffle, it was so packed that night. I ain't even go, but like, we drove past, like, damn, that shit packed. We try to call, they ain't pick up on the line. Like, you answered it, and it cut you off.
Man, that's crazy. But it was pretty lit. I was gonna connect with some old friends, but I was like, nah, I'm leveling it up. But it was lit, though. Shout out to the Muslims. The Muslims got security now.
I don't know nothing about the nation, bro. Didn't they try to contact you?
Oh yeah, they did. Mm. Shout out to them. I need to go talk to them, actually.
Put it on your list down.
Cause they were supposed to one of them came to me, they wanted some work done. Never sent the deposit.
Some work done.
Yeah, some digital stuff.
Oh, some work done? Secret agent? Assassination. What you gonna start with, man?
I went to Madison too. Briefly. Madison, Florida. Uh-huh. No family town, you feel me?
Jay?
No, nah.
Pass by that.
I would never go there.
There was some wild shit go down there.
I guess update on life.
I got an update. I'll be chilling. I don't do too much. I'm chilling. Work, come on.
I've been chilling too. I've been more like as far as, like, I've been working. Like, since I've been out of school, bro, I've been learning a lot of new things. I'm trying to get into the insurance and private banking game. So I've been working on that. But I am on the Bitcoin wave, though. Because, you know, I didn't know on Cash App you could buy.
Your shit gonna keep going up.
Exactly. So, but there, here's a good, you won't believe who got me into Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. Guess who?
I can't guess, bro. You know a lot of wild people.
Who do I hate? Well, I don't hate her. But, you know.
Hate her.
Who do I have?
Tiana?
No. Who do I have, I guess, very strong feelings for?
Like against or?
Against. It's a celebrity.
Oh, celebrity. Nicki Minaj?
No. Close, but no.
Summer Walker?
No.
Who do you hate?
Who got shot in the foot?
Oh, Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah. What the hell?
Meg, she sent me...
Meg, bro?
She sent me like a... Well, I thought... Because on Twitter, she said she was getting out, you know, $1 million or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I had to calculate in my head how much that was in Bitcoin. So she ended up sending me like 40,000 stats, which is $10. But you know, I appreciate it. You feel me?
Send it to you?
Yeah, she sent me my Cash App.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. I swear. I think I got it right. I think I seen that. You ain't seen it in the group chat? Mm-mm. Yeah, I seen
that. Well,
in
you might have, but like, you seen a lot of shit in the group chat.
She was hosting like this giveaway, Bitcoin giveaway. She's giving away $1 million on Twitter. And I put my Cash App thing on there. And she, it took her a few days though. That's why I was shocked about it. Cause I was like, it's been about 5 days. Now you just sending it? I'll show you when we're done with the show on my phone. But, yeah, she's in that. I was, you feel me? And then, you know, on Clubhouse, you know, they got all type of groups. So, you know, they're giving us the game on investing and stuff. Man.
Go ahead, continue, bro. Go continue. Don't even talk about that. Continue.
Yeah, but it's lit. So, you know, I'm on the Bitcoin wave. Hopefully it go up. I'm trying to make some millions off of it. Or whatever, you know. I'm on my way to purchasing one Bitcoin because, you know, one is like 20K.
I would feel like it's too late for Bitcoin.
Oh, you do?
That's what I would feel like. I don't know. It could probably go up, but...
I mean, it's still going... Like, the money in there is going up. I'm at 15 right now. And then I'm back investing in stocks and whatever, so... But I don't know. Everybody's saying, and the reason what really made me get back into Bitcoin is because I remember when everybody was big on it, and a few people won a lot of money, and then it dropped. So I'm like, I mean, if it did that once, then it's probably gonna keep doing it again. Yeah. So I'm like, might as well, because if it dropped again, it's probably gonna go up again. So I'm like, feel me, you know, and you know, I'm investing the money I don't need, so I ain't really tripping that much. But
like Gap, niggas ain't believe me when I said Gap gonna go up. Then Kanye started wilding. He's like, bro, I'm selling. Like, bro, that's what makes it gonna go up if Kanye started wilding.
Shout out to Kanye. I needed that $20 too.
Yeah. I think it was 12 when I said buy it. Now it then it went to like 20 something.
As it should. I probably won't buy no MoGap, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's worth it right now. I don't see it going that much higher.
That's what I meant to tell you. So, you know, Orlando got every store you can think of. So, you know, I have strong feelings about Kanye, but I go into the Gap store, and I see why they hire Kanye.
But
the clothes is trash.
They like a terrible Old Navy.
It's nothing but like jeans, like just It's the same pair of pants, just in a different color. No rips, no designs, no nothing.
Gap is terrible. It's basic stuff.
I'm like, bro, what? Because, you know, I'm thinking, you know, because they had, like, a big sale going on, so I'm thinking, like, why is this stuff so cheap? Yeah, jeans for, like,
$20. That's why I need to Kanye to design something. I feel like we're going to design be so weird. It's going to be weird at first, and niggas going to start buying it. Everybody going to love it.
Yeah.
It's like that with every shoe. You seen a new slide after you got? It looks terrible, but people start wearing it like, yo, he's actually kind of fire, yo.
Can't be doing it. But, what, like, so anything else you into? Or, like, any new things you own?
Actually, I'm scared to go out, to be honest. Because I didn't see niggas get COVID. Like, somebody in my job got COVID, who I kind of, like, sat with lunch every day, then they got COVID. I'm like, oh.
Dang. You getting a vaccine?
He said, hell no. Well, I don't know. I'm away. I'm away till niggas start dying first. I don't really see nothing wrong with vaccines, but that one, I'm a little cautious of. Because that one different.
But they lost me when people start face freezing.
Yeah, getting bells popping. Yeah. Like,
And then, like, another thing, like, while I was in Orlando, another thing that kind of, like, made me, like, stand firm on not getting it is, in the UK, they're saying it's a new strand already. It's like, they call it a super strand because they back on lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, you know, this is going to be like the flu.
Yo, every you think. I hope not. That's this dangerous ass flu.
I'm good.
I don't think people really die from the flu that often.
Yeah, I'm good. I ain't. No. I take my chances. But we outside every day.
I mean, I'm young too. You probably gonna feel bad, but I'm gonna die.
Yeah, that'd be alright. We gonna make it.
When you see all this ending, like COVID. Okay, there's a new strand. I don't see it ending no time soon.
Honestly, I see things actually. Well, I don't really think things are really gonna ever go back to normal, but I potentially see things getting back on track around 2023.
23?
Yeah.
That's 2 more years, bro.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like, because. But they rushing the vaccine. You don't know what's going on with the vaccine. And then, like, my thing is that with the COVID thing, just from this year alone, it's like, America would be okay. It's all we had to do was just go on lockdown for 2 weeks. But that's something, you're not telling nobody in Florida
to stay out.
Yeah, you're not. It's not.
They're not saying that.
Because, like, we could be like London. We could be like these other countries. It's gone.
Yeah.
And then, like, Canada is back on lockdown because the people from the United States keep going back over there and bringing it up.
What country was that? I think it was Italy. It was, like, literally, like, completely locked down. And there's people, like, partying from, like, their own apartment, like, to the outside apartment.
Yeah.
They were, like, completely shut down.
Italy needed to be locked down, though. They was wiping out the old community. Like, it was like Oblak versus that's wild.
I don't think can you like really shut down America like that? America's a big country. It's a big country.
I think you could. It's possible, but I think these people, these white people want their money.
I think if a civil war were to start, that's probably what would start. Putting everybody on lockdown. Because it had to be like police in the streets, tear everybody go home.
Yeah.
That's how it started. People don't want to go in the house. They start fighting police, and then riots pop out, stuff like that.
That makes sense.
Because if nobody wants to stay in the house, then they won't. Unless you got to like, put the police out there, put anybody in the house. And they do that, the news from the riot, they finna retaliate.
You know what I've been thinking of? Well, I've been in the house these past few weeks. I've been thinking, like, you know how, like, all these old civilizations, or like here, and then like they always end up ending. I feel like that's gonna be America. That's what I feel like. This is gonna be like our world, like probably in like the next 100 years. It's like,
yeah, probably.
This stuff is probably gonna be not even existing. Like Egypt gone, just pyramids.
I don't know. I think this might be the most advanced, well, that we know of. Most advanced civilization that we had.
Yeah.
On Earth. That we know of.
But I mean, we got a good streak going on right now.
Until they start nuking shit.
Yeah.
Until they start nuking shit. Once that start, ain't no stopping that.
Yeah. It ain't no fighting them. Nothing.
It ain't nothing.
It's over.
We trying to fight. I'm gonna send this nuke at your head. We ain't shooting guns no more. We dropping nukes.
Facts.
Cause Japan's still suffering from it. Them two cities, they still suffering.
God.
Tears and been born no eyelids.
That's crazy. But that's when I really see it. When do you see it ending?
COVID. Pretty, I'll say next year, 2021. Well, I think people gonna force that shit to be over. They just gonna go outside, build up their immunities, then it's gonna be gone. Cause everybody gonna be immune to it by then. Everybody gonna catch it. Everybody gonna recover from it.
I do think everybody gonna start being outside regardless.
Mm-hmm. It's like people like that now.
Yeah, like, bro, we outside.
Literally, dad parties grinding and mask off and just.
Yes, sir.
Swapping sweats.
Outside every day.
I'm still scared. Well, I didn't really get scared to somebody that was kind of close, got it. That's like, damn, this shit actually like real, real. Then when Deja got up, like, damn, like people catching this shit for real?
The only time I was scared was when Deja caught it. Yeah, I was like,
you was all around too.
Dang.
You got tested?
No.
I mean, you need to. You probably
I'm not worried about it.
You probably had it.
Yeah, I probably
you eat your elderberry.
Yeah, because like, I don't get sick, but I be having... This year, just this year alone, I've only had two times where I felt like I was a little sick. That was that time where I wasn't really talking to nobody. After I came over to Angie's that one time. Mm-hmm. That time, and then, like, a few weeks ago. But other than that, I'm not worried about COVID. As long as I got my vitamins, I'm good. I don't care about COVID. I don't care about... I don't care about nothing. But get into this money, bro.
My God. You want to... Let's get the bag.
Yeah, because, like, bro, this year is a drought. Like, bro, you know how hard it is? To get money, like...
Yeah, because most of yours came from the pop-up shops.
Yeah.
Like, 305.
So, that shut me down. So, we out here hustling. And then, you know, I can't get no stimulus.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to be another one.
Yeah.
600. I ain't get the first one. Well, my tax for that matter.
Can't get no stimulus. Can't get a job. Well, I probably could now.
Yeah, you probably can't.
But... Earlier this year, I couldn't get no job or nothing.
See, that's why I was kind of glad working at Walmart at the time, because they was open, because they were like essential business. So they had to stay open with everything. Everything was shut down. Niggas losing their jobs and all.
Yeah, see.
But we had to ride around with fruit and papers. Police put us over. We had to pull out the papers saying we're going to work.
See, I was thugging it out. Thugging it out this year.
But I think you should go back to that. Like, just shut down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they want to be over so bad that they just open everything up and just force it to be over.
Exactly. You see how Ron DeSantis, I think he the governor of Florida. He for it. He want everybody to be open. We not closing. He want the kids to go back to
school. I mean, my little brother do.
Bro, you different.
My little brother do. We had to put him in because that nigga, you know, he don't care about school. He did a virtual shit on the computer. He ain't not a drop of work.
That was me. I'm surprised I passed.
Not a drop.
Yeah, I'm surprised I passed, to be honest with you. I went, bro. I would wake up, class be over, it'd just be me and the teacher.
You would just be in the middle of the sermon.
Cause it'd just be like, bro, I'm waking up at 8 o'clock to watch you teach.
Yeah.
Something
to listen to you.
I'm not going to apply.
Yeah. You ain't engaged in nothing. You ain't got to get up, go there.
And you know what I was doing. I'm passing my enemies necessary, so it don't even matter. Cheating fraud, so it's any means necessary. As long as I get my degree. See, I don't care.
I don't think virtual school is it, though. I don't think the whole concept could ever be the best thing possible for somebody to go to school.
I can see that.
Can you just sit there watching this dude talk? Yeah. Unless you really want to learn what he's teaching, then it's cool.
And that's why, because it had me thinking, because, you know, with the COVID and stuff, I start seeing people, even my mentors, they selling courses for $300, $2,000, and I'm like, I'm really in college right now, paying $1,300 just to watch this lady teach, and then while she teaching, her son running around the house, her son interrupting her.
You gotta get paid.
Like, bro, really? $1,300? Like, is this even worth
it? Unless you really care about what they're teaching, then it's pointless. Because you just running the course, going through the stuff you gotta take, then you ain't care about it.
But I'm done. Like, it's all electives now, so, you know, finna get to go ahead and just get the degree next year, you feel me? You know? Thank God for this break I'm on, though. I got time to think. Life's good. But, what you want to start on?
Yeah, we still want an intro? Fuck.
Yeah. I mean, this really like the, this like the end of the year episode, you know? It's been so much has happened this year. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part of this year?
Favorite part? Ain't been much.
Are you interested in a product that relieves dry hair, skin, stretch marks, and other skin conditions such as eczema? Then you should definitely go to www.thealexanderbrand.com and go check out their handmade whipped shea butter. Now, this shea butter is not like any other shea butter. This shea butter is made with the raw shea butter from Africa, but also has natural ingredients such as olive oil, coconut oil, almond oil, jojoba oil, and castor oil, as well as vitamin E and mineral oil to make the product the best that it can be. If you're interested in other skincare products by the Alexander brand or even essential aromatherapy products, then go to www.thealexanderbrand.com now. In fact, if you go to www.thealexanderbrand.com now and type in the code just because discount, you will get 30% off. Again, that is the just because discount and you will get 30% off. So go to www.thealexanderbrand.com and go shop now.
I got to think on that favorite part. Probably like summertime hanging with our friends and shit. That's like my favorite part.
That was lit.
Yeah.
Are y'all still hanging out?
I'll tell you about that later. You know, everything always fall down. Everything always crumble eventually.
Dang, man.
Everything crumbles eventually. But remember, we went out of town and shit. It was, you was there too. Then they got pissed off. No, y'all got pissed off. Y'all was mad as fuck. Like, to what it is. And like,
why are we here? Like, what? Because I told y'all.
Because
I'm here. Before we went there, I told y'all. They said no. But everybody want to call. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'm like, y'all, we not going. But I want to drive it, so I ain't care.
Yeah, but I mean, what else could we do? I mean, I knew we weren't going to get in. I knew that. But then I was like, okay, where are we going now? We got this restaurant, this restaurant, this restaurant. It want your gas. It want my gas. I know we give a fuck. That shit was funny though. Everybody was mad.
I don't know. We might have a reunion soon.
That's wishful thinking, bro. That's wishful thinking. Glad you hopeful. What was your favorite party?
My favorite party.
You probably had some moments. Well, I don't know. I gotta think more. I know I got some more, but I gotta think more.
I got moments. My favorite moment was when COVID hit. When COVID first hit, because I made more money than I ever made in my life online. Mm-hmm. Like with the, cause you know, all the big companies, they was being generous and sending traffic to your online business. So I was getting orders out and about, but I didn't expect it to just drop. Like it went to, when COVID first started, it was so many orders, can't even fulfill them.
Everybody in the house.
Yeah. And then, 3 months in, everything stopped.
Because they was starting to open up stuff.
Everything stopped. But also, hanging out with the crew, those are my favorite moments, just hanging out with the crew. I guess another favorite moment was becoming official this year, legally and stuff. With the business.
With the business. Yeah.
Yeah, becoming official with the business. Yoga was... Yeah. That was it for me, too.
We went once or twice. I think we went once. Yeah, it didn't stop.
Yeah, meeting Adron was a moment, really. Because I met so many people through yoga. But everything went downhill, everything went downhill.
Met my heart through yoga.
Oh, yeah. Still here, by the way.
Tap me in.
I got you. But yeah, all that went downhill. All of it. A big thing for me with the podcast is being listened to in other countries. Mm-hmm. We're listened to in a lot of other countries. That's something somebody who listened to the show pointed out to me. It's like, dang, bro, that's big.
We listen to more everywhere else than around here locally.
Yeah.
But everyone locally, they like the page and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they don't listen, but they're there. But support.
Yeah, so I appreciate it. But other than that,
all right, I do is start a beef with somebody. Then we'll be up.
Oh, yeah.
Blade was the perfect time to do it. You could do that with Blade, because he's talking about, what he said. No, I think Tion, he said Drake and Cole, two different people. He said Drake on a whole other level than Cole. He was like a person that they would really defend his claim if you said something against him. They'd be like, no, that nigga Drake trash. He said Nipsey wasn't commercial. Yeah, that was you could have said. He said Nipsey was commercial.
Who said that?
Blake. You remember that? He was like, Nipsey ain't he wasn't commercial.
I can see that.
I don't know. Nipsey was, niggas knew Nipsey.
He wasn't commercial. As far as, he was commercial after he died, but he wasn't telling no, because I'm a real Nipsey fan, so I understand, when Nip would drop a project, he wasn't.
It wouldn't go crazy, but
Yeah.
I think niggas knew, because I knew Nipsey. I didn't listen to him, because I ain't listen to that kind of rap, but I knew of him. I'm sure, a lot of people knew of him.
Yeah.
They didn't listen to him.
Dang. But overall, this year has been perfect to me. This year has been good to me. Besides being broke, this has been a great year for me.
Yeah.
Everybody else, they had the worst year ever. I can't speak. This has been the best year of my life.
It's been great for me, too. Dang. I'm going to speak on that later.
Thank God for COVID. But I've had a lot of bad... I had a lot of bad incidents this year, though.
you had some moments where you could have been injured or something. In the club.
Matter of fact,
don't go to the club no more, bro. Don't go to the club no more. Don't go to the club no
more. It was going to be an incident like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you don't go to the club no more, bro.
Yeah, I stopped though. Like, I've been in the house. We gotta get to that. We gotta get to that later too. Like, I'm in the house. But I've had some moments. When I first started to see things kind of go downhill was when Kobe died.
Mm-hmm. And that was the start too.
Dang.
That was the start.
Kobe.
Like, man. So this I said like Kobe. Like that was the nigga that I imagine will be alive for like a while. Because exactly. Michael Jordan's still alive. Bill Russell's still alive. That nigga like 80 something. But Kobe?
And then what? Pop Smoke?
Pop Smoke.
I was shocked that he died the way he died.
I kind of wasn't.
Like, dang. They got you in LA? Like.
Yeah. I would expect like New York or something.
Like, wait, but y'all LA. Still think LA sweet?
I was surprised he didn't get nothing got took. Like, he just got killed. Like nothing was taken. He had all the jewelry, all the money was still there. Nothing was taken. He just got killed. That was surprised me.
Well, they say that
he was more into it.
Well, he got set up. Mm-hmm. You know, Young Bird. He was on Dream Champs. He was saying that the same female who set him up. Cause remember he. I don't know if you paid attention, but Young Bird. He got like. They ran up in his crib, pistol whipped him. And no, the girl said that he pistol whipped her and all this other stuff. But the girl had set him up. That's when when all those robberies were happening in L.A. with the celebrities. He said the same girl that set him up set up Pop Smoke. But a lot of people in New York, they say that what went down with Pop Smoke is, you know, they ran up in the crib. And Pop wasn't going for it. And, like, I guess Pop shot one of them. And then the other, they popped him. Then he died.
Yep. Better be careful. Yeah. I think that don't want to happen to gangster rappers. Yeah. Like, Tyler the Creator ain't going to do shit like that. Niggas ain't going to. Will Gunner might go some shit like that. Like, if you speak about. That kind of subject matter, you should expect something. Some people have to try to try you.
You right. Especially this year. Cause, you know, I listen to the gangsta rap like everybody else, but I'm like, the streets is really getting people this year.
Like, is off.
You better keep the same energy, cause they is not playing.
The 100 niggas you got to show, you better keep them all around you at all times.
Oh God.
Even then, Vaughn had 100 niggas, and he got shot.
That too.
Vaughn had 100, Quando had like 2.
That was shocking. Like, Vaughn, I'm like.
I mean, he wanted to fight, and he was beating his ass first.
But I'm just thinking, because I know who Vaughn is, so I'm like, how this happen to you? You the demon. Y'all heard the album? He run it. He gave people whole head starts. Like, bro. And that's how you go out. Like,
what I don't get is, like, when he was fighting Quando, like, his homie just came up and just right up. Like y'all saw this nigga running up with his gun. Y'all was going. Yeah. You actually know he was on the ground. He was on the ground. He could have shot him. Yeah.
But see, I guess they was probably in Atlanta, everybody thought. You know. They couldn't have been in their right mind. Cause what you running down on Quan, like you ain't think.
Yeah. Like I think I said they go Quando, he chopped out a car in the fight.
And Quando's shorter than me. But I mean I don't think Timmy was wrong. Free little Tim. Not scratch that.
What, bro?
Might need to
bro, shut up. You gonna cut that out. You tripping that out. I'm gonna be on 6ix9ine side too. That man's wild. That man said rest in piss. You said he did on Academics
Club. Yeah, 6ix9ine be wildin', man. But I salute 6ix9ine for keeping the same energy. Because, like, a lot of people, they don't keep the same energy. 6ix9ine been really been keeping the same energy. So I support that. But I try to stay away from, like, a lot of these, the Chicago. Because I just been noticed, like, these people are crazy.
You've been like that for years.
But I didn't realize it till, like, a few days ago, like, these people are like serial killers.
Now imagine that, but every weekend, but just all in Chicago. Yeah. Because every weekend, a new Chicago rapper dies. Locally. They're probably locally famous in Chicago.
Chicago is like Iran.
It's so many niggas. They smoke something new every day.
Exactly. And then, it's also like, people, because what, FBG Duck got killed too this year. Mm-hmm. It's like, these people, like,
I ain't expect him to die, to be honest. I feel like if he wasn't dead yet, he wasn't gonna get killed.
I expect it. You know why? Because three weeks before he got killed, he dropped Dead Bees. You heard the song? Mm-hmm. It's wild. And I was like, I understand why he got killed.
But he been doing that, so I don't expect it. Somebody had to get him then, but
T said the same thing though. The song, like, bro, wildin'. I'm like, dang. But that's why I ain't really understand about how, like, the moms and stuff, they be feeling ways about, like, what Dirk and other rappers be saying about these people in their songs. And I'm like, all these people, do they be oblivious to the lives that their kids be living? Like,
yeah, his mom's mad. Like, bro, your son did the same shit. Literally.
Crazy. But, it was a lot of people that died this year. I still think, I think 2016 is up there with,
deaths?
Yeah, with, 2020.
Deaths?
Yeah.
It was 1 year everybody died. But I think it was 2017. Might be 16, I don't know.
It was 16.
We had some big deaths this year.
Yeah.
Kobe, nigga?
Yeah, Kobe. That was crazy.
Kobe, Pop Smoke, and Vine, I think that take the most of it. Also, there's like some other people, but I'm not really too sure about. It's like some old-headed people.
Yeah.
I hear about a new one every week.
Bang. It just remind me though, it's like, you know, with this, I really think it's a combination of this year, everybody's broke. So when people talking reckless online or saying this, that, and the third, when they see you, they really gonna do something to you because everybody mad because they broke right now, you know, COVID, we in the house, can't do nothing. Streets hungry, everybody getting scammed. The government getting scammed.
Celebrities gotta be careful.
Facts.
About celebrity, nobody would know where I'm at.
Oh God.
To be honest, I ain't finna stay in the same place for 20 minutes if I'm in like I'm in an area that I know niggas get robbed at. I'm not staying up for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Bro, if I ever became a celebrity, I'm not staying in LA.
If I do, I'm gonna stay. Well, Kylie and them stay at. I'm gonna stay. Well, it's Calabasas.
Yeah.
Stay in the hills.
Shoot, you gotta worry about people like Tori.
He ain't coming to my house. He ain't coming nowhere near me.
What was your favorite album this year? Dang, that's a tough one. Oh my God.
You're our number two. My two favorite artists this year.
Please don't say what I think you're gonna say.
I'm gonna say it.
A whole lot of red.
Oh, ew, no.
Oh.
No. They ain't my favorite artist, man.
I was like,
they ain't my favorite artist.
Uzi.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Also Cuddy, too. Because Cuddy shit grew on me. First, I was like, what is this? Why is he doing this trap shit? Why is he doing this? It grew on me. The second half, more specifically. I mean, the first half grew me too, but the second half was like, and it's loud. My second half was like way better. And about Cardi too. First, I was like, ugh, what is this? This shit is trash. It grew a little bit because it's repetitive as hell. The beats he using was like, what is this? What is he trying to be?
Bro, would you on Twitter?
They was killing
him? They was killing him. Bro, the biggest hashtag, the number one hashtag on Twitter was whole lot of trash. Hashtag whole lot of trash.
The first half was, it was terrible, I ain't gonna lie. I was just like, what is his inspiration for this? Like, who is he trying to be? A vampire? You trying to be a vampire? What was your favorite album of the year? Burna Boy?
Yeah. Burna Boy. Tory Lanez album was a good one.
You y'all be on the wrong sides every time. Every time something goes down, you be on the wrong side. Whoever the public flavor, that's who you go against.
Be real. So, Tory's album was not the great, that's some of the best music. That's the best Tory project I've ever heard.
I didn't hear it.
Beat selection, amazing. Rap, amazing. Storytelling, amazing. And then it's real.
Okay, man. But you always pick the wrong side.
I mean, it just be like that. But I wasn't really a fan of, like, nobody. That's why I've been listening to a lot of, like, Caribbean music this year. Because I'm like, bro, ain't nobody dropping no worthy enough album for me to listen to. I appreciate Uzi, though. The second half, I like, really, a lot.
And that really made everybody start doing big deluxes.
Yeah.
Because they've been doing deluxes forever. It's been, like, 4 songs, maybe. But, like, a whole another album type deluxes, that's he changed that.
Baby's album, that was a good album to me, but it had to grow on me though, cause I was a Lil Baby fan, but I wasn't really a Lil Baby fan like that. But it grew on me though.
I think it grew on a lot of people, cause I remember when it first came out, nobody really cared about it, nobody really talked about it.
Yeah.
But then after a while, I'm like, yo, Baby the hardest, new rapper, had Baby the hardest. Like, y'all don't even like the album. I don't think he sold it most of my turn at first week. Then it started growing. Don't got deluxe of it?
Yeah. He dropped, like, 2 deluxes, matter of fact. The one deluxe, it had 8 songs, and then the second deluxe had the bigger picture on it.
Yeah.
Like, even this year, like, bro, this year just went in for music for me. Because I didn't even really like Drake's mixtape like that.
Oh, Dark Lane and more tapes?
Yeah. It was solid, but it's just like, bro. Drake, what is this?
Yo, they put that BB King freestyle on Spotify. That's a hard beat.
Of course. Is now kicking and dinner is 3 Michelin. I don't eat red meat, but still got beef sizzling. Know that I need discipline. I keep singing for all these hoes. They keep listening. Niggas love to bro up with the boy and that fishes. But we are not equivalent, dog. I've been the only child, don't need siblings. Thank God it took
DJ Khaled off that shit. He reversed the song like twice. Like, bro, stop starting it over. Let me hear it. I heard it the first time. Let me get it.
Bro, when it first started, bro, when I heard DJ Khaled, I was like,
I ain't want to hear the whole tape. I did not want to hear the tape when DJ Khaled did that. I'm like, no,
that's what ruined it for me.
I'm not doing this. I understand it may take days. I'm trying to relive that. I'm not doing this.
Oof. What else? What was your favorite podcast this year?
I don't listen to, like, 2 maybe. Always 1, but sometimes 2. I listen to Joe Buddy shit, like, every time they drop. I've been listening to that. All the Smoke, that's when I listen to. Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes. Yeah. They got a great podcast. They do. Damn near everybody. Damn near all basketball players. They do a great one. The part of Joe Budden's. Like, I don't know what it is about it. Because at first, I ain't hate Joe Budden, but I was like, this old ass nigga always screaming at people and shit.
Yeah.
But I think it was one episode that I saw. Well, I saw a clip. And he was like being goofy and shit. Like, this nigga kind of funny. So then I started watching it more.
I'm a fan of Joe Budden, and I'm also a fan of Million Dollars Worth of Game with Wallo and Gilly the Kid. They should be they getting up there. But I salute that show. I'm starting to like it better than Joe Budden. Cause they really be asking the real questions, like to the artists and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like they asked Thug about meeting Wayne the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thug, he been doing like a lot of podcast interviews a lot lately.
Yeah. You know that album coming soon.
Gotta be. Something gotta be coming. Well, I don't know. Maybe he just like to talk.
Thug cool when he being nice.
Yeah, about that. Because he said Wayne ain't like dap him up or nothing. Like he put his hand out, Wayne ain't like dap him up. I can understand why he kind of feel that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand Wayne too. It's like, this nigga Bird, I'm already feuding Birdman. Did the Birdman want to introduce his nigga to me?
They also had, what? Didn't they have Wayne Bush shot up?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
No, because the dude who got arrested for it, the guy snitched. He said he was paid by Thug and Baby to do it. So I would understand. And then, like, what? The bro was the barter six. He was copying everything Wayne was doing. Posted naked pictures. So I understand why Wayne would feel that way.
Then we said about 103,000. Yeah. I kind of understood that too. But also, Andre, he ain't really that active all the time. So of course you gotta go through a secretary, cause how you gonna find him?
Exactly.
Cause Thug, he wanna go through the secretary.
But I understand that though, because Andre Ben said that Thug was one of his favorite artists. So I understand why. What's the issue? But you know, Thug be in his feelings.
Cause with Andre, like he said he want his ass kissed, but like he ain't even had no contact with him, so he won't even know that. He just know he had to go through his secretary. He ain't like that.
Yeah. It is what it is. How do you feel about this year? This year, I would say it's been a big year for celebrities getting mad at the media having their opinion. Do you feel like the media is wrong in regards to how they report their opinion or how they feel about certain issues? Because lately, like with the J. Prince Jr., Joe Budden, Academics, Meek Mill, in Chicago.
I think there's a way to do it. Because sometimes Academics, like he report on it, but his captions be wild and it's like insinuating something. So that's when it's like wild. But sometimes you just report it, somebody else will report it too. So why he can't report it? Dominic's Live gonna report it. Say Cheese gonna report it. So why can't Academics report it?
Exactly. I've just been seeing it. I'm like, dang. Cause especially on Clubhouse. Like I'm in these conversations, I'm like, dang, it's getting to the point to where people can't even state their personal opinion.
Cause that's why Joe said, like, when he heard like some kind of street nigga come up and like a subject about this to come up, you don't talk about it, cause if we can't talk about it, it gonna kill us.
Yeah. He ain't lying.
I just think people, they need to be cool with everybody having an opinion about something.
And then, because I'm like, bro, don't nobody say nothing to y'all when y'all talking about these 100 murders y'all done committed, what y'all done did, this, that, and the third, or what y'all gonna do to somebody. Ain't nobody said nothing about that. But then y'all mad when people are criticizing y'all music and stuff like that.
Everybody got their own different opinions. Everybody got their own different tastes and stuff. I think they just a little insecure about shit like that. Definitely. You can't please everybody.
Facts. And then, like, this year alone, I feel like the streets need, like, a... the streets need like a update on their rules. Cause like I just seen like so many things this year happen in regards to like the streets and the street code and stuff, and I'm like, bro, kids not living by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking about what's the name, Pop Hunter.
Yeah.
Apparently he like was on papers. He snitched about something, but he was like 13 or 14. They said.
Yeah, like dang.
He was said,
"Can't be a kid."
Take me off that song. Take me off your album. Then something to give the kids. It won't. I don't know what he said, but apparently he said something about him. But I can see both sides of that too, because I mean, you can excuse it, like he a kid, like he ain't really doing nothing. Like he's 13, 14. But also, people saying when you 13, 14, you also doing bad shit too. Like you still know not to snitch.
I mean, well, dang, but you a 13-year-old in a murder, like, bro.
Like, how you gonna hold me accountable for something that was like 6 years ago? And he like, what, 19, 20 now? I don't know how old he is. But how you gonna hold me accountable for something I did when I was 13? Nigga, I was scared. I ain't going to jail.
Yeah, I feel like this.
I was scared.
The streets is getting, these rules, it's getting a little too intense. And then, like, what, now? And I feel like, especially like with the snitching thing, it's like, because I'm like, I understand if y'all not going to be associated with snitch, but y'all are not keeping the same energy to these execs or the people y'all signing to who are snitches. Or even just people y'all interact with, like...
Or people that do business with, people that can bring them money. They don't care about that.
Exactly. But when it comes to...
Other rappers. And
other rappers.
Or civilians.
Yeah, civilians.
Like, damn, well, we gotta not snitch. I don't wanna go to jail.
Yo, Meek was wildin' last night.
Oh yeah.
Bro said, your father is a rat. Bro,
I'm pissing. Yeah, I can see like you some kind of informant. Like your job is being paid to like go snitch, go like find information, report it to the feds. I can see that. Like you a rat, you a snitch.
But I think it's like, I think nowadays it's more on the hypocritical side, cause it's like a lot of rappers, they trying to have a peaceful conversation.
They get mad.
Yeah. Like, what is it? Y'all gonna,
I need Clubhouse. Didn't put this in the Android already. Bro, Clubhouse. I just want to see what the hell niggas saying.
You can, I seen the YouTube link, but you know.
I don't got an iPhone.
Because, you know, you.
Oh, yeah, they live streaming sometimes on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's how it was at one time with Academic thing, when they was killing his ass.
Let me see if you can hear this. This is a clip of what was going on.
Yo, listen, bro. We can get off of this
hey,
right
bro,
now.
Hey, bro, y'all don't do that so shit in front of 5,000 people.
We gonna get somebody in front of that. Hold on, bro. Let me stop. Who is this talking? This is Omar Teagle Jr.
Your dad is a rat. You a pussy. You come from Delaware.
Hey, bro, this shit. Bro, this shit. Bro, can we get back to niggas bridging a gap between niggas that don't got no money and niggas that live?
He's a rat. He grew up in the suburbs.
And
what is going on? No, listen, bro. We can get off of this
right now. I think they're getting shit done.
But see, I'm like, bro, look. This is what I be talking about. I would understand if that was the conversation. Mm-hmm. That came out of nowhere. The conversation was about how artists can get seen or what they got to do to put in the work. Then me started snapping. He brought up Nicki. Like that wasn't even a conversation for it. He started talking about blogs again. Started talking about act, as he always does.
That nigga a little emotional. I think he like a messiah. Meek Mandela.
Bro, we gotta chill. He be going through it.
Gave him his $20. Little kid, $20.
Said split it.
Split it amongst like 10 niggas. I ain't splitting that. I mean, I understand that shit too, because if you seen videos of them, they be wild. They be hanging on those cars, shaking the car and shit.
But yeah.
Hey, big bro, bless me, big bro. Come on, big bro.
But I don't think he should, if that was the case, though, I don't think he should have posted it, though. Like, what was you posting it for? Mm-hmm. Like, you making yourself look bad. I feel like anything me, Mill does, he makes himself look bad. Even like, cause he, when he on Twitter, he don't know what to say and what not to say. Or he always got an opinion about something, and then mad when people respond. Or he'll block it. He quit to block somebody on Twitter.
I remember when he first got out, it was like the cool thing was to like make amends with Meek, or like be friends with Meek again.
Yeah.
Cause Drake got back with Meek. Safari got back with Meek. We'll get back cool with Meek, I guess. Then now let's see if he can turn again. Well, he be talking.
Oh God. Won't be me. Yeah, but you know, it's been a very weird year, I guess. Hip hop shows then ended again. Charlamagne he's back on the Breakfast Club, so you know the Breakfast Club gonna be here for 5 more years.
5 more years. He signed that long. Do two-year interview. See, you know, figure out what it's like. Cause you don't wanna be stuck on that. You don't wanna be stuck in your contract for 5 years. Yeah, you don't know what 2025 gonna look like.
You're right. For all we know, radio might be done.
Yeah, they actually is actually Breakfast Club podcast now. It's not just a radio show anymore.
Yeah. But I mean, they probably gave him a bag though.
Of course they did. He like the main focus. If he went on there, niggas wouldn't watch it. Cause I mean I barely watch it. But if he went on there, I had no reason to watch it.
You're not lying. I'm not lying at all.
Angela, you can't carry that show like that. What's his name?
DJ Envy.
Yeah, he can't carry a show like that.
He can't. Envy just there for his check. Mm-hmm. He been saying that. He said, yo, I'm going to be here forever. Bro, shit, funny check. Shit, I don't like it.
I feel like podcasting can be the next thing, but if it's the way it is, like if you talk about something, people get offended and they try to blackball you or something, or hood niggas try to kill you, then it can't be too much.
You right. I see podcasting going very far next year.
I see hip hop podcasting probably can't go that far.
Yeah, you right.
Because niggas emotional.
You right. It's probably just that those people like Joe Rogan, and like the Steven Jackson podcast. Mm-hmm. I feel like those are the ones that's gonna really propel to next year. Cause like, even with like the hip hop podcast, like Joe Budden, they always like with hip hop. I just feel like with those type of shows or those artists, they always getting into it with the big companies. Like, I mean, I understand you want to be independent, but it's like, y'all are never satisfied. So it's always going
to
be an issue.
Or Joe, he wants, like, the data and ownership. Like, he wants to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, he wants to see how much a stream costs, like, whatever. Like, what does a stream mean?
I see both sides of that, though. Because it's like, I understand where Joe coming from, but it's like, who's gonna make the rules? Because it's not like you going to go to any of these other companies and tell them what these streams are worth, because you ain't come up with streaming. And to be real with you, Spotify was one of the first streaming platforms before streaming was even a thing.
I remember Spotify like years ago. I was like, what is Spotify? Ain't nobody using that. Like music, like
exactly.
And I couldn't even like do what I wanted to on them. Like, how do you download music? How do you do all that? And it just took off.
Yeah, it was one of the but I do think it's some truth though to them underpaying people for their streams though. But I mean, it's like, I look at those independent conversations, and it's like, y'all are not gonna create nothing yourselves. Like Joe Budden, he got the network or whatever, but he not gonna create a platform to where they getting paid respectfully what they want. Cause like, don't nobody wanna be broke though. Cause like, even like me, my company is independent. I don't got no backing or whatever. But I'm not a millionaire because I don't got that backing. Mm-hmm. But Joe and them, they're not gonna go my route and just not be millionaires.
I think they'd be millionaires. They probably be millionaires independent because they got the fan base for that.
Yeah.
Like no matter what platform they go to, their fans coming with them.
Yeah.
Like a true independent person with no backing, they don't really got that kind of power.
Well, I do think if people started to pay, I think that would drop. Cause no pie has, cause his big thing was making it free, mm-hmm. and with no ads mm-hmm. in the show. So I do think if like they were to go to like a platform like Tidal, I think the listenership would drop.
I think so too. If they exclusively went to Tidal, it'd be because I don't think not many people use Tidal.
Yeah.
To be honest, and I think people don't use Tidal because it got Jay-Z name attached to it.
Yeah, and as soon as they sell, I'm out.
Exactly. So I can hear about that too. So I hear about him selling. If he sell, like, people, they gone. They up out of there. They don't care.
Yeah, we up out of there.
They only got tired because it's a black business right now, technically.
Right. Nah, I never, really, I'm thinking about getting rid of Tidal this year. Because with COVID, they stopped all the shows that was on there.
Yeah, who else? I think they got Sean Elliott. Got his podcast on there.
Yeah, shout out to Elliot.
Cool. Yeah, somebody else's.
All the shows in there stopped. So it's really like, what am I paying for Title IV?
I mean, they got like higher quality sound, yeah. And they got like, they credit every single person that had some dude with the song. But other than that, like, it's no difference between Spotify. You might as well be on Spotify. Or even Apple. Like, if you got Apple, you might as well stay on Apple. I don't think the only difference is between Apple and Spotify, because Spotify, they can go on iPhones too. Apple Music, they can't really go on, they can't go on Androids at all. Well, I don't think so. I never tried.
Yeah. So I feel like for certain people, now I understand what Joe and them is trying to do, but like, where you going? Ain't nobody going to give you no bag.
Well,
cause you see Spotify, they was quick to go give
Rogan
that bag. Yeah. Like, bro, if Spotify not gonna give you the bag, who's gonna give you the bag?
To be honest, I think Rogan on a whole different level than Joe.
You right?
It ain't no disrespect, but like, he got Elon Musk, he got Robert Downey Jr., he can pull so many people on that show. I don't think Joe can really do that, to pull that caliber of people on the show.
You right. I mean,
cause he getting A-list celebrities on the show.
Yeah, like it's crazy. How do you feel about streaming as a whole this year? And like how cause you know movies, really the movie theater is really kind of out of here now. And like you know, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but you know HBO, they gearing up to drop some heavy hitters. Disney finna drop some heavy hitters. Mm-hmm. Where do you think that's going in next year?
Because I think cable's like completely out of there. I think cable going completely. Because I got like a cable app on my phone. I ain't touched it since I got the phone.
Bro, you got cable app?
It's like AT&T TV. Like, I'm not finna watch no TV.
Yeah.
But I kind of miss TV because like I hate having choices. Because if I got a choice, I'm not going to pick nothing. I'm just watch YouTube or something.
Yeah.
I miss cable, like I just pick a channel, or this is what I gotta watch. Okay, I'm gonna stick with this. But what I see streaming going is cable finna be gone. Everybody finna have their own app, and they gotta pick and choose which app they go to. Cause Netflix, it's like a third party app, so most everything they got on there is from other companies. So if other companies make their own app and take all the shit from Netflix, they can't really have nothing no more. Yeah. Except they Netflix originals, and those are all trash. Just about. They got like three good shows on there.
I think HBO and Disney is gonna take Netflix out of here. They gonna run them dry.
NBC finna get their own app because they got The Office. They got The Office and Friends and stuff.
But you know what I see though happening though? Mm-hmm. I see all of these shows and stuff Well, all of these streaming apps, I see all of this eventually adding up to a cable bill.
Mm-hmm. Just about. Yeah, NBC got a lot of shit. They got The Office. Everybody Hates Chris. Kardashians.
NBC got the Kardashians?
Yeah, they got a lot of stuff you didn't think about.
That's surprising.
Oh, let me see what all they got.
Yeah, bro, because to be real with you, I'm thinking about canceling my title subscription.
They got a lot of movies, too. They got Dark Knight, Space Jam, Beetlejuice, Goonies, Ted, all the Fast and Furious, I think, Little Rascals, Shrek. Like, it's a lot of stuff. They got sports. They got a lot of stuff. Saturday Night Live, Tonight Show, Unsolved Mysteries, True Crime. Saved by the Bell.
I think I'm going to get a HBO and Disney Plus subscription. I think I'm going to get my Disney Plus back.
Yeah, I got Disney Plus. It ain't that good right now, but like when the Marvel stuff start happening, that's when it's going to be good. I mean, they got Mandalorian. That's like a good Star Wars show. I ain't watched most of it.
So I'm going to wait to...
Because when the Marvel stuff start dropping,
yeah,
that's when it's going to be good.
But HBO lit right now, though. But I see, HBO is just... I feel like it's too expensive to be paying...
How much is it?
$14.99 out the gate.
That is a lot.
And I'm like, dang, bro.
Oh, I guess what you're getting is not a lot, because you can probably be on there and watch everything. But when you include HBO, you got your Netflix, you got Disney, and you probably get what? Probably some Spotify, every other stuff you're paying for, it equals like $60 a month for cable.
Yeah.
Probably more. Probably paying a lot.
Cable bill.
That's a whole phone bill.
And then, you know, Spotify finna start, like with Joe Rogan's podcast, they didn't start doing videos now. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be big next year. Dang, Joe missed out.
I heard Joe was kind of, he might be a little upset now.
Why? Because didn't the LGBT community come after him? Because he was saying like, a lot of his old episodes, he was saying like some I guess derogatory terms.
Who don't they come after? For old shit. He probably like episode 2. He got like episode 500. He got like episode, he probably like 900 right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what he on. Let me see. But he in a lot of episodes. If you talk about some stuff he did, episode 20. Yeah, he in episode 1,585. That's a lot of episodes.
Dang.
That's a lot of episodes.
Dang.
He been doing this shit for years.
Well, then that makes sense that...
We on 43. This nigga on 1,585. That's a lot.
And just think, every episode he got a celebrity.
Exactly, an A-list.
He probably didn't enter. He probably know everybody.
Yeah, Zay Prince on up.
That was a good one.
Yeah, Bill Burr.
Like, dang.
Dave Chappelle. I gotta watch that one.
That was a good one too.
Why does Dave bring down that Rollins every week he go with him now?
I have no
idea. You noticed that?
Yeah, I know that. I have no idea.
Why does he bring him with him?
Sometimes Darnell be a little too goofy for me.
He's a funny ass nigga, but...
I be trying to be like... Nah, just chill, bro. Please.
Yeah, Kanye on there. Matthew McConaughey. Roy Jones.
That ain't age well.
Mike Tyson, Molly Cyrus.
Dang.
I don't think Joe can, Joe Budden can bring in these names. Rob Lowe.
I think he can, but I think that's Joe's problem.
He don't try to.
They don't want
Post Malone.
They don't want no
Ben Shapiro
guest. Cause what, the last time they had a guest was like Pusha Benny. It was Benny.
Was it Benny? Yeah, it was Benny. Yeah. Hannibal Buress.
But Joe is strictly against guests. But I understand why Joe is strictly against guests, because Joe is not going to fake it.
Ronnie Coleman. Yeah, and I think he'd rather do pull-ups than have him on a podcast.
Yeah. Now, but that's the one thing I don't like about Joe. Joe will fake it on the pull-up, but he won't fake it on shows like Everyday Struggle in the podcast. Mm-hmm. He be giving his true opinion or whatever, but on the pull-up, he be acting industry-ish.
Yeah, I think you got to on that. You can't go on raising your voice. Well, he did it against Buwale. He raised his voice a little bit in the beginning. He just speak with passion. Cause sometimes he don't be mad. He just be screaming for no reason.
Yeah. Dang. It's been a big year. Are you leaving anything behind this year?
What do you mean?
Like anything like you putting to rest?
Bad habits.
Bad habits. Anything.
I spend a lot of money sometimes when I like impulse buy a pair of shoes or something. Cause sometimes
you living like that?
Not like that. Like I always save a lot. I save way more than I spend. But then sometimes I'm like, do I really need a pair of shoes? Do I really need to go out to eat when I got food at the house? Like stuff like that. Small stuff.
Makes sense.
Sometimes I feel like I gotta spend money just because I feel like I need to do something for myself.
That's where I've been lately.
Because what's the point of saving all this money and all that? I mean, I got to buy a car and all that. But if I don't enjoy it now, like, I can't really enjoy it later. Because I'm only 21 once.
You're right. Dang.
So I'm young. 21, bro. I'm 21. So damn old.
I be feeling young, though. Because I'm like, dang, I'm only 20. Like, dang, I got like 10 more years till I'm 30. It's going to be crazy.
But I also don't want to get to the point where I'm 30 and I'm like, damn, I gotta play catch up now. Now I really gotta play catch up.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like when you're 30 and you still like a little apartment, like it's probably nothing wrong with it, but they probably feel bad to be like, damn, I'm 30. Everybody got a wife and kids. They got a house and shit. Yeah. And I'm in this apartment.
But that's why I kind of like cause I used to think like that too. But I used to be like, you know, everybody in different positions. Yeah,
everybody different.
Cause I'd be like, your struggle might be a little different from mine. Because, mm-hmm. you probably have your own job or whatever in your own place. But mm-hmm. then somebody like me, you know, I'm in school almost every day. So, I really can't move around how I want to.
Yeah. And then it could always happen anytime, too. Like, it ain't never really too late. Yeah. Like, with 2 Chainz, he didn't really blow up too much as a rapper until you turn, like, 40-something.
Nah, that would probably...
Yeah, I ain't saying special like that. Like, I ain't saying I'm blow up as a rapper at 40. Like, but waiting that long.
Yeah, I don't happen. Think I can wait. Bro, I got a good 10 years. Good 10 like, if I'm trying to be a rapper, no.
Nah.
40.
I mean, like he was up. He was a titty boy. He was kind of up. But he ain't really like become a superstar until he was like 40-something.
Man.
It takes forever.
That would have... Bro, I would have felt. Yeah, y'all got this.
Oh, 2 Chainz.
One thing I would hate to be an old person trying to live.
He's 43. I think he blows like late 30s probably.
Yeah, late 30s. Like, dang.
And like with Dirk, like Lil Dirk, I mean, he was never really down, but he didn't really get this point right now until 2020. He came out like, probably like 2013, 2012, during the whole Drill era. And he didn't become this big of a star until this much later.
But that's got to be big to Dirk, though. Because Dirk almost 30, if not already. He didn't survive a lot. And in real time, I feel like he's one of the Chicago artists.
He's 28.
Yeah. He one of the Chicago artists that really... He survived. Still here. He ain't quit rap like Bibby did.
Yeah, Bibby, he's trying to be executive now. And also, Rocky, he ain't really become a big rapper until he was like 24, 25. And some niggas just trying to be 19 and talking about quitting because they ain't getting no support.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta wait.
I think you just gotta be, people gotta be more creative about getting exposed. Cause at the end of the day, like, I feel like that's the problem with, like getting into the music game or something. Cause it's like, really, it's like, it's gatekeepers to it. So it's like, unless, like, you build up your own fan base, it's gonna be hard for you, for somebody to just come give you, let you in. It's like, I guess it's like, what, competition?
Well, be creative. Be a little different. But don't try to be different. If that makes sense. Like, don't be different just to be different.
Yeah.
Be different because you are different. If you're just the same, like, you cool. You can be the same. But don't force this. Don't force anything.
Better start texting these people.
Nah, bro. You almost what I said. You starting to send out spam emails for your website.
Yeah, how you live, man?
I don't blame you.
I'm blowing your DMs. Your DMs. Bro, I gotta show you the Alexander Brand DMs, bro. About 1,000 of them. Y'all gonna purchase something by the end of the day.
What's your New Year resolution if you got one?
I really got one. I guess invest more. My New Year's resolution, like, I'm an investor, but like me, I be scared.
If I lose
this, I'm gonna be so bad. Cause even if, like, I don't need it, it's just like,
you hate a loss.
Yeah, cause if I lost it, I could have went and go bought some shoes or something that's actually gonna be with me for a while. But once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, that's why I feel bad about buying shoes. Cause I'm gonna have my shoes for years. Like, you still some wearing shoes from like 10th grade.
Yeah. Also, to start wearing my clothes more, like,
yeah, me too.
My custom clothing, and I guess just to build on business, like, network with more people, because I've been, these past few years, I'd be secluded. I really don't be trying to work with people. Locally, though, like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm kind of done working with people locally, because unless they come to me, because
people saying y'all got a network, y'all gotta meet people, y'all gotta link. I'm like, I don't like talking to people like that.
Cause like outside of Pensacola, I don't have no problem. We work, like, to this day, like, my DMs are full with people I'm networking with on Clubhouse, but when it just come to Pensacola, it's just, I don't know what it is. They just, in my aspirations, I don't even want to be friends with them. And then I already don't really like talking to people I don't know either.
Yeah.
Also, stop eating fries.
Stop eating fries? Yeah. Get on our fries.
All that starch.
Yeah.
But what about you?
Resolutions. I said, man, like, you know, stop spending impulse buying, but I don't know. I might not stop that because I gotta feel good. I ain't trying to be stressed out because I don't see nothing from all the money I'm getting.
Yeah.
Because I don't have a pile of money with nothing to show for it. Like, what I do with my money? But probably fuck eating better. I don't care about eating better. I don't care about that. Like, maybe work out a little bit more. But maybe go out a little bit more, do stuff. Stop just working and going home. I feel like I don't really have no free time anyway. So do something more productive with my free time.
Yeah, let me know. I'm free nowadays. Like, going in, what, next year? Bro, since all my core classes are out the way, bro, I'm going to be free until, like, summer. Like, I'm going to still have my elective courses, but it's gonna be less stressful because it's all online now. But I mean, no, I'm down the link, you feel me? I've been out and about. Well, I was out and about early this year, but I've been house lately working. Yeah, that's good though. I can't wait for next year, honestly.
Might be the same shit, to be honest. Same shit.
I don't know. My life be different.
Hope we don't end up with the mango. I ain't gonna say that. I ain't even say that. I don't say we're gonna start right here with another big basketball player, Duff. I ain't gonna say the name. I almost speak into existence.
These days, you never know. What's next?
Who's next? That's the question. Who's next?
That's how I feel about COVID. Who's next? Because I feel like it's going to be like something big that's gonna really going to scare everybody. Going to be like, oh my God, he died from COVID.
Isn't Jeremiah almost died from COVID?
Who?
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
He was bedridden.
He's all right, though.
No, it's a lot of people die from COVID, but I can't really put them names up.
Everybody I know has been old.
This one basketball player, quarantined in town, he lost his mother, and he lost, I think, 19 other family members to COVID.
Bro, what?
Yeah, they was taking them out. So, yeah, he put all of them, like, not a big house, but like in the area together, so they don't catch COVID no more. But he thinks he lost, like, I think it's like 19, probably more than that.
Is that the best idea?
I don't know. I mean, doing how they was doing, it wasn't working. So you better try something different.
Bro, better go see Dr. Sebi.
Bro.
That's different.
And lose his scalp.
Yeah. Man, shout out to them. But that's a whole nother story. I think that's the downfall of having a lot of kids.
He only lost seven family members. Damn, but that's still a lot, though. That's still a lot. To the same thing.
What is... Bro, how they living?
Although they probably that kissing strangers.
Like, dang, like...
Yeah, I mean,
how do y'all kiss?
I don't know.
Not one person survived? Like, dang.
I mean, they probably going to... Basketball games, watching the stuff, you know how it is up there. Basketball game.
I'm gonna go take that vaccine.
They might still, might as well take it. They already catching it.
But I ain't gonna lie, that vaccine probably gonna kill them. If they what, all of them die from COVID, bro, they probably could have caught a simple cold. Finish.
But also, I heard it was like just whenever somebody dies, something they just say it was COVID.
That's scary.
They just say it was COVID, even if they die from COVID or not. They just say, okay, he died from COVID.
That's why I would really hate to be like somebody who has like a disease like AIDS or like heart disease or something. Cause like if you do, you catch COVID, it's gonna finish you off. Mm-hmm.
Anybody high risk?
Grass.
I think diabetes is high risk. Is anybody high risk?
Oh God.
I'm glad I'm young and healthy right now.
Facts. You got, what's your New Year plans?
Plans? I might take a trip somewhere. I ain't got a fucking car. Besides, yeah, I'll probably do that first. Give me my car first. Then I'm gonna go out of town somewhere. Do something.
Speaking of going out, are we, well.
I don't know about we, probably me and you. me, you, me.
Yo, oh, that too. Definitely. But I was talking about the spring. Oh, is that still a thing or like that's dead too?
What? Oh, it'll pop back up. You know that it'll always come back. Yeah. It's in shambles right now, but everybody always bounce back.
Literally,
it'll take time.
Just be living, man. I really don't see like why this is always happen. This happens every year.
Around the same time, dude.
Like that, like bro. Every year is something. Maybe it's just Pensacola. Mm-hmm. But
friends be in shambles every time around December. Friend group just break up
every year. But let's see, I give it to February, March. February. I think it'll be rekindled somewhat.
That shit sound way different. Got a headphone on. This is way different.
It sound quality good?
Yeah, it sound good. But like my phone vibrating on the table, like, it sounded like way more than I thought it was.
Oh. Yeah. Let's see. What are you doing New Year's Day?
I'm off, shit. I think I'm off that night. But I don't know. I ain't no plans. Like I said, I'm scared of going out.
Yeah, true.
I don't know if they're doing the Pelican job this year either. Yeah, I'm off New Year's night.
They probably not, but you know, everybody probably gonna be downtown.
Yeah.
Deep. This first year, I don't got no plan.
I never liked going downtown until I was high. But then one time, I'm like, damn. Like, there's really niggas out here. Like, people alive. Maybe I was just high, but I'm like, damn.
I don't think I ever went.
Nah, it's on New Year's. I ain't going New Year's, but like, I went.
Yeah, I
went Halloween.
Wait, no.
You did go Halloween, didn't you?
I went Halloween too. But I went last year when I was hanging out. No, this year. This year's New Year's, technically. That's when we was still hanging out with the yoga crew. I switched crews like clothes, bro. But yeah, because we was trying to go in everywhere, and we couldn't get in because I was the youngest. And then Adron veered off, did him. Mm-hmm. And it was really just me stuck with the women. And we couldn't go nowhere because I was 21. Now everybody gone.
I'm 21 now. I might go to a club. I don't know. I'm kind of awkward. I don't know. What would I do in the club? I'm just there.
Look for the exit. Yeah, that's what I be doing.
Get ready. When the lights come on, go to the exit. Get out. Go home.
But I be quick to.
You got to get out before the lights come on.
I'm pretty good at catching that energy, though. Me. If somebody move wrong, I'm out the door. All right. Y'all won. I think I'm probably going to limit that to probably like 3 times a year next year.
Good luck.
Because I don't ever have good. I have good experiences until something I always goes left.
That's crazy.
Bro.
I'm talking about David. I'm talking about Jack. What else we got, bro?
Dang, he added some more $6. Appreciate it.
What?
My text message balance. They give me some free bonus. So, you know what? Podcast marketing coming soon.
Finna beat y'all text messages down.
Oh, God. What else is next? What's next for the show next year?
More growth.
Definitely. I've had people ask, are we bringing back the guests?
It depends when it'll be on. Well, you know, every day bullshit, like, when you get me on? I come on your podcast and get me on.
I talked to Von. Von said now that he's independent, he'll come on.
We get him on.
But I said that's not an Eli discussion. I tell everybody that's not an Eli discussion.
We get him on. We gotta hit up Fresco too. Is he doing studio and everything?
Of course.
Yeah, that's how he pays his bills. He got to.
Dang. Imagine, now that's risky right there.
What?
Having a studio during these times. Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends. I would say I probably work with people that I always worked with.
Yeah.
I don't work with nobody new for real. But I don't even damn people you know might have COVID. You wouldn't even know it.
You're right. I was thinking that when we was doing the interviews.
Exactly.
I was like, somebody's really got COVID. That's how I be in Orlando. I'm like, bro, I know somebody here got COVID. That's how I be in this field. One of y'all got COVID. I know y'all got COVID. But do I care? No. But, possibly a big event next year. We get more equipment, more digital equipment for the show.
Oh, yeah, it's time.
More equipment, more guests. I guess expanding too into different, more countries.
Need to hire some niggas to hold the camera for us. Please. We need a staff.
Please. If you're interested, please hit us up.
I will pay.
Dang, yeah. Definitely need some new equipment. I forgot, the camera broke. Yeah. I should have bought one when I was in Orlando.
The editor.
I want it. That too.
He's about to edit all our shit. We need a better way to transfer shit.
Yeah. But I think that will come with a person who knows what they're doing with the video. Mm-hmm. But this is I don't even know where to start.
Exactly. We need I can edit on my phone. That's the best I can do. I ain't got a laptop. I got a flash drive. It depends how big it is. This should be gigabytes on it. I got a flash drive.
Bro, this video right here is probably about 48, 50 gigabytes alone. But if you're a video editor, you want to work for us, you get paid. Just hit us up, please. We definitely need it. But I don't see, that's the thing. I don't think we're going to find that. Hold it up. The only person I know who's about that is Fresco.
Mm-hmm.
Fresco was Fresco don't even do videos. He was willing to record, do whatever. Mm-hmm. And I know video editors, but they not going. We're going to have to find a setup or something. I'm also not trying to have a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, in my house. Take their fucking shoes off. Yeah.
Exactly.
Stepping all over the good rugs. This is a big rug, because I just realized, it's not
Yeah, we put this in, this is...
This is a huge rug.
It's towel under here.
Yeah, if I just saw it. This is huge.
But I don't know, maybe we get a close friend. Do, videos and stuff. But ain't nobody creative. Mm-hmm. Is Ashley creative?
I don't know. You guys know if he probably do it. But I don't know. He got to wake up. He got to wake up. That nigga be asleep. And everybody work, work schedules.
True. Dang, yeah, that's true. But it'll come together somewhat. Hopefully. If not. And then we got COVID. COVID make it worse. Bro, stop texting me. I just sent a message. These must be automated. But yeah, we enjoyed everybody this year. All of our listeners in every country. We enjoyed every guest we had this year. Every stream count. Every stream. Appreciate everybody that supported the Alexander brand this year. We do hope y'all have a happy new year. I don't know when we dropping. When you want to drop? You want to drop next week? Bring in the new year?
Yeah, on New Year's. Yeah, give us time to do everything.
You want to do Sunday or Monday? What day?
I think New Year's on a Thursday. You say next week? Oh, yeah, we can.
New Year's is
New Year's Friday. Friday. We drop Friday.
Okay. Wait, drop this episode Friday or drop a new do a new one?
Probably this episode Friday.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, we'll drop Friday. Well, that'll give us some time to get everything in order. Wait, does that make sense though?
What?
Because if we drop it Friday on New Year's, we kind of talking about. You think that's better, or we should drop it like today or like before?
Yeah, because we talked about the year on this one.
Yeah.
And we talked about the future of the year on this one too.
Yeah.
I mean, if we do another one, we can't really. What else are we gonna say about it?
Oh yeah, you're right. So.
It'd just be like rehashing stuff we already said.
So you should drop it what, midnight 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody who supported us in 2020. We appreciate all the guests, everybody. Especially everybody who supported the Alexander Brand. Taking things to the next level next year. Shout out to Terrell. Shout out to Tion. Shout out to Angie. Shout out to Noah. Shout out to... who all was on the show? Blade. Well, sure. Teddy.
Teddy on the show. Who else we had?
Damien. Elisha,
Slime. Big, he came with Blade. Big year, man.
Yeah, big year. So yeah, we appreciate everybody. 2021, we here. Peace.